In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful child, beautiful celebration of baptism, so that this child in all things might find life. In the gospel today, we're given an amazing image of baptism. Jesus is walking on the water towards his disciples. Peter gets out of the boat and begins doing the same towards him. I have an old Bible that I had from when I was a kid, and it has little topical headlines, little subject headings for this part. And my old one says, Jesus walks on the water. That's the title of this they gave to this story. And even as a youngster, I said, well, that's true, but is that really the miracle that's going on, that the Son of God is walking on the water? Or is the miracle that Peter is walking on the water? Peter walking on the water to Jesus. And he gets all the way to him, and then it says he sees the winds a-howling. He sees the mighty waves beating against the boat. And then he begins to sink. It's a straightforward image for us. I mean, think about it. Out of the seas, if you're above water, you live. If you're below water, you die. It doesn't get any plainer than that. On the surface is life. Beneath the surface is death. Now, Jesus allows Peter to sink briefly, allows Peter to taste that death, to experience that little bit of death going down into these waves at night in the raging sea. And then he reaches down and he raises him up to the surface. He raises him up to life. Jesus raises Peter to himself. Now, what Peter experienced as a symbol on the sea so very long ago, little Eric here experiences today as reality. Baptism, it's not just a nice ceremony. It's not just an outward sign of moral or spiritual change. Baptism is very specifically the act of a person's death and resurrection with Jesus. In baptism, we die and rise with Jesus Christ. Now today, little Eric, he's gone under the surface of the water three times. What did we say about under the surface? Under the surface is death. Under the surface is death. And he's gone down three times under the surface. But all three times he's raised. And above the surface is life. All three times he is raised to life. Once in the name of the Father, once in the name of the Son, and once in the name of the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, little Eric is united to God indelibly. United to God in a manner that can't be undone. United to God in a manner that can't be taken away. He has put on Christ. He has, in a sense, become Christ. Now, interesting, the name Eric means eternal ruler. Eternal ruler. And while the name may have originated for earthly kings, those who are baptized with the name Eric claim that name for their Savior, claim that name for the one who raised him up out of the waters to life, claim that name for the one who gives him eternal life, that eternal ruler. Now, going back to Peter, do you think Peter will ever forget walking on the sea? Do you think he'll ever forget that sudden pull under the surface on the windy seas at night when he lost his focus on Christ? That feeling like, I'm done for, this is it. And do you think Peter will ever forget that moment that he felt that hand grab his own and reach down and grip him tight and raise him up? And then coming up that first breath of air. And then the feeling leaning on Christ's shoulders, walking back to the boat on the surface of the sea. Now, this is where things continue to be interesting for our little Eric here. While Eric may not remember this moment intellectually like Peter undoubtedly did, this moment is in there. Three times under and three times up is in there. And this dying with Christ and this rising with Christ is something that Eric can tap into for life, and something that all of us that have been baptized into Christ can tap into. We can remember it. We can recall it from our deepest spiritual being. You know, when Christ is holding us, we can walk on water. You know, what did we say? Above the surface is life, beneath the surface is death. When Christ's holding Eric up, he walks across death. He smashes death's face under his bare little feet. You know, we said in the prayer out at the beginning that he will crush Satan down under his feet. His refers to Eric's feet. I mean, that's the feet that it refers to in that prayer. He will crush Satan down beneath his feet because he will learn to walk leaning on the Savior. You know, when we live in our baptism, when Christ is holding our hand, we stay above the surface. We are up in that place of life. We all hopefully experience that grace from time to time when the power of Christ works in us and through us, and you know, something's going on around you and you can't believe how awful it is, and somehow you're managing to stay afloat. You know, that's your baptism working. We may not always think of it that way, but that is your baptism. Now, here's the thing. We have trouble hanging on to Christ's hand day in and day out. We tend to let go. We tend to say, I'm going to go my own way for a little bit. And then a little bit becomes a long bit. We pull away. We do our own thing. Or like Peter, we start to doubt. We focus on the waves. We focus on the wind. We begin to sink. You know, those moments will likely happen to Eric as he gets older. But Jesus has that covered too. He's got that covered too. He knows we lack the strength of faith to stay with him out on the sea all the time. Where does Jesus take Peter after he raises him up? He takes him to the boat, right? Remember, on the surface is life. That boat stays up on the surface because a boat is built to be above surface. And that boat is the church. That boat represents the church. Every father in the church has always said the church is like a boat keeping us above the surface. Which means you're not alone. It means you're not alone. It means you have a place to dwell. Eric will never be alone. This moment today means he is never alone. Jesus delivers Peter to the boat, and Jesus delivers Eric to this unsinkable church. And in the church, he'll find community, and he'll find grace, and he'll find power. He'll find the sacraments. He'll find refreshing, and he will find Jesus Christ himself. And our job today and into his little future is to be that community for Eric, to be the place that he can come when he feels like he's sinking, and to be that unsinkable vessel where Christ lives. You know, today, little Eric went under the surface 3 times, and all 3 times he was raised. And in doing so, he is eternally united to God himself. So that in all things, little Eric might find life. Amen. Amen.